match day diary, but it's 2 days. We're on our way to Brighton. We've just left Liverpool now, just pulled out from the Rockets. Craig Cannon in the driving seat. You might hear from him in a minute. Got Dan Austin in the front. You might hear from him in a minute. But you're going to hear from Keo first, because it's the first time I've seen you since we've won the league.
Yes.
How long ago was it? Do you remember that day when we did the live show,
yeah,
and we were going across Birmingham?
Yeah.
And we watched Newcastle against Man City get a draw.
Yeah.
And it was the last 10 minutes and we were hanging on for dear life. And we were going to go on to Wolverhampton,
yeah,
to watch Liverpool win at Wolves. And that day, and how nervous we were in comparison to this now, 2 games to go, it's hard to put into words.
Well, I don't know what the points gap was then, but it felt massive, didn't it?
Oh, when they didn't win, it did feel massive.
It felt, we celebrated. We went for a Boss Indian as well, didn't we?
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
Then we watched that game. Well, I remember, yeah, it was a massive, massive game. It was early in the season. And then, you know, we started to feel it early on, didn't we? I mean, we kept it at bay for what? A good few months, especially over Christmas and stuff like that. We felt this for a while.
But you knew we were in the race that day.
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying. The reason we were so keyed up, we were so desperate to watch it. We ran from the train station just to find any pub in Birmingham with it on.
To watch it, because we knew then we were in a title race.
Yeah. So we had something to eat in Birmingham and then went over to Wolverhampton. But we didn't. We could have just gone straight there, but we didn't. We wanted to watch that because you thought to yourself, we could win this.
And we did. And we fucking did, you know what I mean? And Liverpool have been the best team since then. As well, it's not like, you know, we've been on a big roller coaster all season and we've got lucky towards the end. There's a reason that the gaffer's in Ocean Beach and the team are in on a yacht in Dubai, is because we've been the best consistently and we've got it done with 4 games to go.
I've loved watching them. I've been on holiday as well. I was like them.
As soon as
I saw the opportunity to get away for a week, I just went, you know what, I could have this. Forget Arsenal at home. It doesn't matter to me. I watched it in Cyprus. At least they turned up to Anfield to play. I didn't even do that.